Chapter 2 Annalisa forced a smile as Dr. Martinson took her hand in his and wished her well. The smile lasted until she left the hospital and stepped out onto the street. What now? She thought. The epidemic that had almost taken her life had succeeded in taking the lives of her parents and her two brothers, as well as the lives of most of the other people in their small village. The cottages of the diseased had been burnt to halt the spread of the disease, leaving those who survived homeless. She had nowhere to go, no place to stay, no family to take her in. Alone, she thought. For the first time in her life, she was totally alone. The thought frightened her almost more than the thought of dying. Never in her entire life had she been without friends or family. It was her worst nightmare come true.
Annalisa!
She turned to see Dr. Martinson hurrying down the street toward her. He was a tall, austere man in his late 60s, but he seemed much younger. It was his eyes, she thought, always so kind and compassionate, and the briskness of his step.
I almost forgot,
he said, pulling an envelope out of the pocket of his coat.
This was left for you.
For me. She took the envelope, turning it over in her hands. It was sealed with a dollop of dark red wax that reminded her of blood. She recognized her name, written in bold script.
Who is it from?
I'm sure I don't know.
Would you read it to me?
Of course.
Dr. Martinson broke the seal and opened the envelope, withdrawing a letter written in a bold hand on fine ivory-colored parchment. He began to read.
My dear Annalisa, I am going on an extended holiday, and it is my wish that you occupy my family home at Blackbriar Hall. It is an old residence, but I am confident you will be comfortable there. If you find it lacking, feel free to purchase whatsoever you may need, and to stay as long as you wish. I have made arrangements with my creditors to cover your expenses. My servants will obey your commands as though they were my own. I have included a small amount of cash to cover your transportation and meals until you arrive. Your servant, Lord Alessandro de Avalone, Master of Blackbriar Hall.
Dr. Martinson withdrew a handful of currency and a few coins from the envelope and dropped them into her hands, then folded the letter and put it back in the envelope.
It seems you've found a benefactor,
he remarked, handing her the envelope. She looked at the money in her hands, then up at the doctor.
How much do I owe you?
Not a thing, Annalisa. Your bill has been paid for. Please take care of yourself.
Paid for? But how?
Who? Lord Avalone has settled your account and made a most generous donation to our hospital.
But who is this Lord Avalone? And why should he wish to provide for me?
Though I have never met the man, it's said he is descended from a high-born Italian nobleman. His title is one of respect.
He patted her shoulder. Please don't hesitate to send for me if you should ever need of me. Annalisa slipped the money into her skirt pocket.
Thank you, doctor.
Go with God, my dear.
He was a kind man, she thought. He had cared for her day and night, knowing when she arrived that she had no money with which to pay him. She was grateful that the mysterious Alessandro had paid her debt. Grateful and extremely curious. Why would a stranger do such a thing? She watched Dr. Martinson walk back toward the hospital, her hands nervously worrying the envelope in her hands. She watched him until he was out of sight, then turned and walked down the street, avoiding the shallow puddles left by an early morning rain. Winter was coming. There was a decided chill in the air. Yesterday she had nothing, no place to stay, nowhere to go. Last night, steeped in despair over her future, she had tossed and turned, wondering what she would do when she left the hospital. She had never been employed, never lived anywhere.